Chapter 4. We saw the 5 new characters. It was number 1, Catwoman. Batman co-creator Bob Kane was a great movie fan, and his love for film provided the impetus for several Batman characters. Among them, Catwoman gained inspiration for Catwoman, was drawn from multiple sources to include actress Jean Harlow, Teddy Llama, and his cousin Ralph Steele. Jane and Finger wanted to give their comic book something appeal, as well as a character who could appeal to female readers. They just created a friendly foe. They committed clans or called a romantic interest in Black Man, not a storyline. Catwoman was meant to be in love interest and to engage Batman in the chess game, and with him trying to reform her, and at the same time, this character was meant to be different from another Batman villain like the Joker, in that she was never a killer or evil. As for using Clark imaginary with the collector, Kane started it to E and Slinger, so Clark's as the client of entity of Blacks.
Number 2, Head Monkey. And I think it's such a power of a sport of enemy soldiers as a part of a failed political group marked for death. After 4 days of fleeing for his life, he passes out in the snow and is rescued by a trooper that can eat masking. With the exception of one monkey, the troop accepts the assassin into the clan. The man knows that he is still hunted, so he changes daily, using the man as hiding the meat. But in the monkey, the shoes and watching and learns the assassin's skills. The assassin's health fails, and then while the troop tries to save him, the lone monkey objects, eventually fighting the rest of the troop with his newfound skills. Because of the violence he displays, the monkey is banished from the clan now on his own. The monkey sees a group of men in a way to kill the assassin. He tries to run back to the wild rope, but it's too late! Man killed the assassin as well as the rest of the monkey's spirits and his gun slaughtered. The monkey picks up extra guns for a pack and then kills the entire group of men, determined to avenge his fallen tribe.